Thank you very much, Rodney, for that kind introduction, and congratulations on your 3 years in office. And it gave me a moment to reflect as well. When I was elected leader in New Brunswick a few short years ago, at that time I was one of the youngest political leaders in the country, and my, how much changes in a short period of time. Today I'm the oldest premier in the Maritimes. But yesterday's snowstorm that impacted the region reinforced just how much we have in common. Rodney, I think the same can be said for our love for hockey. You were talking about the pride in Nova Scotia yesterday on the weekend with the aerospace celebration. But New Brunswick as well took the opportunity to celebrate Hockey Day in Canada on the weekend. And the city of Campbellton had over 10,000 visitors in that region, including Don Cherry, who had lots to say. But it reinforced for me the positive benefits of living in this region. Same can be said as well with the Boys in Red, the Bathurst basketball team, which overcame a major tragedy a year ago, and yes, on the weekend won the provincial championships. The only low point on the weekend, I have to say, was when I took the opportunity to watch the Hockey Day in Canada celebrations, that late game between Toronto and Vancouver, and I watched Matt Sundin come back out of retirement for Vancouver and score the winning goal in the shootout. And it begged for me the question, what do the Leafs and the Titanic have in common? And growing up in the Maritimers, as a Maritimer, you know, you're either a Leafs fan, a Habs fan, or a Bruins fan, so I can poke a little bit of fun at my team this morning because I am a Leafs fan. The answer is they both look good before they hit the ice. But it is an extreme pleasure for me to be here this morning with my colleague Premier McDonald for a very important announcement. The economic challenges that we are facing today across the country and around the world are demanding action now. Today, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia are taking action to strengthen the economies of both our respective provinces. This morning, with the signing of the Partnership Agreement on Regulations in the Economy, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia will have fewer barriers to business, trade, and also the movement of skilled labor. En signant cette entente, nous bâtissons une région économique plus forte, une région qui sera plus compétitive et plus productive. Et voilà des bonnes nouvelles pour les travailleurs et les entreprises de nos deux provinces. The Partnership Agreement on Regulation in the Economy is an exceptional agreement for a few reasons. Firstly, this agreement grew from a grassroots initiative. It is to a large extent a response to the roundtable consultations with small and medium-sized enterprises that was held in Moncton in April 2007. And at those consultations, small and medium-sized enterprises from across Atlantic Canada identified what current rules and regulations they saw as barriers to their operations and competitiveness. Officials from our two provinces examined the results of those consultations and explored areas of possible bilateral cooperation. More extensive consultations at the departmental level in both jurisdictions resulted and the identification of even greater areas of cooperation beyond those originally recommended by the businesses. And months of hard work have gone into the development of this agreement. The result is an agreement that focuses on removing regulatory burdens and alleviating overlap and duplication, with the goal being more open trade, increased competitiveness, greater workforce availability, and more efficient government service delivery. A second attribute of the agreement is that it is evergreen, which means that new initiatives that meet the principles of the agreement can be added, allowing it to evolve and broaden over time. The measures and initiatives outlined in this agreement are significant, and they are but a starting point this morning. For example, commercial trucks delivering goods between our two provinces currently have to stop to be weighed at Salisbury and at Amherst. You know, these two stops are within 50 kilometers of each other. Well, the pair agreement will ensure this duplication is no longer necessary, resulting in savings to the trucking and transportation sector, savings that will also flow to businesses and, most importantly, eventually to the consumer. The agreement will also act to enhance public safety by developing a common 511 communication system for up-to-date information about weather and road conditions, which would have been very useful yesterday. Commercial vehicles and individuals traveling the highways of our two provinces will be able to plot their journey fully aware of possible trouble spots and able to avoid dangerous weather conditions. And this will help reduce transportation delays, unfortunate mishaps, and ultimately save lives. L'entente aborde également de nombreux aspects de la mobilité et la transformation de la main-d'œuvre. Il y aura un alignement des critères d'accréditation dans l'industrie des services de sécurité privée et à la reconnaissance mutuelle des techniciens gaziers accrédités. And these are only a few examples of the breadth and the scope of the agreement that the Premier and I are going to sign in a moment. And today I challenge you to take a good look at it. Speak with our officials who worked tirelessly in negotiating these regional advancements that we're here to celebrate this morning. And recognize that this is only the beginning. Because a third attribute of this agreement is that it is operationally. It includes commitments on transparency, consultation with stakeholders, and resolution of implementation problems. And we will report annually to the public on progress and on accomplishments. And we will implement a mechanism that will ensure we notify each other of any change to our individual provincial measures that could affect trade or conduct of business between our two provinces. And with this agreement, today I'm proud to say that New Brunswick and Nova Scotia are leading the way nationally by having identified priority areas for progress on harmonizing business regulations and standards. And this initiative directly addresses actions discussed at last month's First Minister's meeting. At that meeting, Premier signed, along with the Prime Minister, a declaration regarding the agreement on internal trade. And this declaration contains two key amendments to the existing AIT and marks a significant milestone towards eliminating internal trade barriers and enhancing labor mobility in Canada. The two amendments mark a significant step towards fulfilling the objectives of the Premier's five-point plan to eliminate unjustifiable internal trade barriers, which I proudly co-chair at the First Minister's table. The next step in the Premier's plan is to harmonize regulations and standards across the country. This bilateral agreement that we are signing here today could accelerate that work that the Premiers are undertaking across the provinces and territories. And Premier MacDonald and I will certainly be emphasizing the importance of consulting with Canadian business leaders. As I said earlier, it is through the consultations that we have arrived to this day and to this important agreement. New Brunswick is undergoing a period of transformational change in our quest to be self-sufficient by 2026. I truly believe that New Brunswick can attain half status within the Confederation. But to achieve this goal, we must build a stronger New Brunswick, and building a stronger region will contribute to that goal. The province of New Brunswick looks forward to working with our colleagues here in Nova Scotia, and it's only by working together that we can advance the priorities for our region. Thank you for your time, and I now invite Premier MacDonald forward to sign the agreement. Merci beaucoup.